Om Ajna Chinyanasya Yanandana Salakaya Chakshuru Nitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Tacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Garadha Sri Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Garadha Sri Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaita Janna Jaya Gora Dakta Linda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Janna Jaya Gora Dakta Linda Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanatha, Rukmini Dwarkanatha. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Siddhai Gaura Harido, 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 Harido. Karoti Vachalam, Pangulangai Tegrim, Yatkita Chalangmane, Sigur Nitainam, Paramanan Marvam, Sri Chaitanya Isham, Aryom Tat Sat. And I was here for the class this morning. This morning. Huh? So did they have any, they talk about Manana Puri? What did they say? So well, this year is the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas. So he went to Jagannath Puri where he took sannyas, and then after some years, I think more or less 10 years, he decided to go to Vrindavan. So he tried to go via the Ganges route. At that time, Nrsimha Brahmachari was making the altar mentally for Lord Chaitanya. He was making it with jewels and very nice stuff. So, but he couldn't take it beyond Kanai Matsal. So he said, no, Lord Chaitanya won't go beyond Kanai Matsal. So sure enough, he got to Kanai Matsal, and thousands of people were following him. And at that time, Sanatana Goswami said, going like this with thousands of people following you is not the way to visit Vrindavan. Why don't you go to Vrindavan very peacefully and visit the holy places? So, at Kanai Matsal, Lord Chaitanya decided he didn't want to go to Vrindavan in this way, so he came back. Now, somewhere along this trip, he was on the opposite side of Mayapur. So, at that time, he stayed at Vidya Lakshaspati's house, the brother of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. And he sent a message very secretly, tell another Sashi to come and see me. Secret. It's very tall secret. But somebody started, and the word came out, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, he's back! And the word spread like wildfire. The lady is cooking it up. Lord Gauranga! They left it up, burning over. Ladies, breastfeeding their children. Lord Gauranga, they ran. Everybody ran to the river. The boatman said, no, wait. My boat sank. Oh, no. Why you feel? The teal wouldn't listen. No one would feel that. And the boat sunk with too many of passengers. And the teal jumped into the river. They sailed across. We want to see Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 See, normally the Ganges is a saffron color, a little bit. But this time the Ganges became black because of all the heads with hair. So, there they were, swimming across. Pretty soon they were at the house of Vidya Lakshaspati. Gauranga. So Vidya Lakshaspati said, if you don't show yourself, they're going to tear the house down. Please show yourself. So Lord Chaitanya went and he showed himself. Gauranga! And they all bowed down. Then he spoke for a few minutes. Everyone chant Hare Krishna. So everyone began chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then Lord Chaitanya, he went back into the house. He disappeared. He reappeared a couple of kilometers away. So, at that time, Vijayavashaswati was about five people, five senior citizens into his house. Lord Gauranga is not here. He left. He looked. They told everyone he's not there. They all went back. They had seen Gauranga for a few seconds. A minute or so. So, that was the only one time he came near to another deep mind for dog. So, I think it was on the way back, but I'm not sure. Anyway, somewhere along his journey, he visited Shantipura. And there he went to the ashram of Advaita Goswami. And he found it was the day of Govinda Dwadasi. Today's Tithi, the disappearance festival of Maharaja Puri. And since Advaita Goswami was a disciple of Maharaja Puri, he was observing this festival with a great enthusiasm and pomp. So, you see, our Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Goswami, he was, like other day, doing his worship in his courtyard of his Shalyam Shila. And he was wearing his Vaishnav Tilak and at that time the Ganges was right next to his house. So his house was also near to the Ganges. So Maharaja Puri, he alighted the high road because there he would meet other sannyasis of the Shankaracharya sect, and they would call him as Om Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. And he didn't like to be addressed as Narayana. He was Vaishnava. He was a servant of the servant of the servant, Das and Das and Das, of Krishna, of Lord Vishnu. So, if he didn't meet a sannyasi, he and the ordinary citizens would touch his feet and beg him for blessings. One night I had a lady in Silchar. She fell at my feet. She offered me obeisances. She touched my feet. Please give me a blessing. I was scared. I said, what blessing would you like? Oh, give me a blessing that Krishna will give me whatever I want. Oh, what do you want? Oh, she said, you see, I got a stomach ache. And I got ulcers and I got problems with my stomach. So I really want to get this taken care of. So I thought maybe she wants love of Godhead or some spiritual thing. But she wanted her stomach ache to be solved. Apparently it was a chronic ache. But she had so much enthusiasm. Oh, Gurudev, give me your mercy, So I thought you think that this person wants something spiritual. But no, it was just like that, something in general. So this kind of people, he tried to avoid. He didn't like to meet such people. So he walked by the side of the Ganges. Now, the non-devotees beside any river, Ganges included, they tend to use it for nature's call. So it's a kind of a stinky place because of all the people's night song. So most people, if you walk by the Ganges, they say better not to walk there. It's a smelly place. And you say, no, I want to be close to the Ganges. They can't understand. No. Still. Don't walk there. He didn't care. He walked anyway. So that way he avoided the sannyasi materialists, and he stayed close to the Ganges. The downside, he had to set over tables of night song. Somehow, right at the side of the Ganges was the ashram of Advaita Gosai. So he walked into the ashram. There, he saw Advaita with Vaishnava Tilak sitting and offering puja to his Seligam. And there was Madhavendra Puri. He was also wearing Vaishnava Tilak. He was a sannyasi in the Madhva school with the Trinandi. So each saw each other. And Advaita Gosai jumped up and said, please, come to my humble abode. And like that, all of them were seated. They discussed about Krishna consciousness. And so he also offered some prasadam to Madhava Puri. So at that time, he requested that he be initiated. So, Madhavendra Puri somehow was inspired to give Advaita Gosvami his the initiation. And then